Afternoon, everyone. I'm talking about the measurement errors of LIGO 6400 and their effects on the modeling. My name is Richard Wang, and I'm working with Dr. Fleischer, Dr. Reddy, and Dr. Temelin and Dr. Chen. As we know, the LIGO 6400 has been widely used for measurements and modeling. However, there's two groups of measurement errors. One is diffusion leakage of water vapor and CO2, and one group is inward dark transpiration and dark respiration. Unfortunately, this measurement errors had been ignored because some research assume the leakage errors are small and not a problem. And another reason is to reduce these measurement errors are very difficult. Previous studies on the correction of measurement errors of LIGO 6400 was incorrect or incomplete and inconsistent. Therefore, our study is outlined the more rigorous model-based approaches for estimating leakage rate and to develop a method for the correcting the measurements and to estimate the effects of these measurement errors on the determination of parameters of bifocus bichemical model of C3 plant. Our model is a combination of the dusty gas model and the mass balance equations for water vapor, CO2, and the mixture gas. The dusty gas model includes the Stephen Maxwell formula and takes into account Newtonian diffusion. For CO2, there's two terms representing the Stephen Maxwell equations, and the last term is Newtonian diffusions. These two equations combined with mass balance. There's four equations describing the empty chamber and the chamber with dead left of the water vapor leakage rate and CO2 leakage rate. For the water vapor leakage rate, the two equations is same, but there's a condition for evaporation is zero. For the CO2 leakage rate, for empty chamber, there's only CO2 difference, but for the chamber with dead leaf, there's an effect of evaporation, effect of leakage of water vapor, and the effect of floor correction. For the correction for the transpiration or the water vapor exchange is equal to measure the water vapor exchange, and this is the effect of water vapor leakage, effect of the flow rate change, and the effect of dark transpiration from the leaf and the gasket. for the CO2 exchange, there's three terms for correction. First is what we predicate and what vapor concentration change and CO2 leakage and duct respiration from the leaf and the gasket. We use two plants for the measurements. One is a potato, another is a soybean. For determining the leakage rate for the water vapor and the CO2, we use two microsystem with two different size chambers. One is 2 square centimeter and another is 6 square centimeter. With empty chamber, a chamber with dead leaf, and a chamber with thermally killed leaf. And we also determine the duct transpiration and the duct respiration and the ACI curves. This figure shows the leakage rate from the empty chamber. A and B shows the water vapor leakage. C and D shows the CO2 leakage. A and C is in small chamber, B and D in larger chamber. From this, we can see the CO2 leakage rate is similar between two chambers, but for the water leakage, there is some difference. And compare the water vapor leakage rate and the CO2 leakage rate, the water vapor leakage rate was much larger than CO2 leakage rate, about 8 to 10 times. The table shows the leakage rate of water vapor and the CO2 in a chamber with thermally killed leaf for potatoes and soybean leaves and two different size chambers. We can see for the water leakage, different leaf has different value and the variation is quite large, even in same plant and two different size chamber. But for the CO2, if in the same plant, same chamber, the leakage rate is constant. The R square O bigger than 0.9. For the parameterization of the model, this table shows 5 parameters and 2 size chambers. This value was measured value. This column is the correct value. From here, we can see without correction, except the GM in 6 square centimeter chamber, all the parameters were overestimated. The most sensitive is duct respiration in light could be 23, and the less sensitive is about 10%. Here comes the conclusions. Our model were reliable since we use the density gas model and mass balance equation for three components of water vapor, CO2, and dry air. Our model is filled well with experiment in two size chambers and two plants. Because of the variation of the leakage between leaves, species, instruments, chambers, and the gasket condition are very large. We should consider each experiment use different leakage rate. We also should consider all the experimental errors involved to correct the measurements. If only consider part of them, the result may be worse than without correction. Okay, thank you. Thank you.